Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news, and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
You are listening to the Wolves Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins. Well, we've got your team covered with Churchill Business Insurance. An eventful Wolves Fan Show tonight, and one you can join in with. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 70 20 558. You can WhatsApp on the same number. Not only are Wolves actually one of the teams who have played a recent game, which now feels like a long distant memory, but we'll be talking about the current pandemic that we find ourselves in and what this means from a footballing and Wolves perspective. Well, I'm delighted to say once again, I'm joined by Rye Hooper from Wolves Fan. Rye, always good to do the show with you. So much to get into. First questions first. How are you? Are you well? And how is everyone at home?
Yeah, it's great to be back. Great talking to you, Charlie. We're okay. You know, we're no different to anybody else, really. You know, we're kind of monitoring the situation. So we're keeping well. We're at home. And we're pretty much just riding the wave and seeing how things are. We're a little bit grounded in terms of work at the moment. My wife is cabin crew, so we're just waiting to see how that's going to affect things. But look, we're keeping going and we're staying positive. We're pretty much glass half full people, so we're all good.
I think we need to be with everything that's going on at the minute. Cabin crew as well, we're obviously an industry that's really affected at the minute. Regards to the Mrs. Rye, but there is so much for us to get into tonight. Obviously, the game against Olympiacos, the first leg in the Europa League, the Premier League being suspended until April the 3rd at the earliest, with a meeting scheduled for tomorrow. What does this mean, and how do you as a fan see the best logistical conclusion? And really, maybe where we should start tonight's show, right, is last week's game in Europe against Olympiacos. It was really at the heart of the story, obviously, with Wolves trying to get that game called off, you know, alerting UEFA to the unnecessary risks. They rejected that proposal. You was actually going out to that game, and in the end, right, you decided against it.
Yeah, exactly right. I think last time we spoke, I was very much looking forward to going to Greece. I think for my own personal circumstances, and that's really who I can only speak for, I'd seen the Europa campaign. We'd been doing really well. I'd seen a lot of friends and family go to Espanyol. They'd gone to Istanbul. They'd gone to Portugal. And finances, work commitments ruled me out up until this round. So I was really looking forward to going. I got a match ticket for the game. I got my accommodation sorted, transfer from the airport and so forth. And there was five of us ready to go, really looking forward to finally getting my chance to go and see the team abroad. And it was our decision in the end, but, you know, it was such a fast-moving story. And as you referenced there, with the owner getting coronavirus and the game being behind closed doors, we made a decision as a collective not to go. And I think it was more on a case of the guidelines at that point was to only go if it's essential travel, and it wasn't essential travel because we'd be going literally to see a game on a TV set, which we could do at home. So disappointed, but trying to be positive, as I say earlier, and if we're not strangers in Europe, then maybe for me and for others, we'll get the chance to see when that will be, I don't know, but we'll get to see our team abroad hopefully soon.
Yeah, I'm sure most Wolves fans and football fans in general are aware, obviously, Olympiacos owner and Nottingham Forest owner Evangelos Marianakis did test positive for the virus, and then Wolves played them, Arsenal played Olympiacos, went on to play West Ham and Portsmouth, Nottingham Forest played Millwall. A real chain effect, a domino effect, and other teams then maybe having to self-isolate. We heard that potentially with Wolves and Leicester. What was the sound and the noise coming out from the club with regards to the players and the coaching staff who did make the trip, Rye?
I mean, the club didn't want to go. The club was very clear, you know, it was pretty unequivocal. We don't want to go, you know, we don't feel it's the right decision. But that, I guess they were grounded by what UEFA had to decide. So the club didn't want to go. I don't think the players wanted to go, but they went with it because that was the decision that was made. But it seemed a very bizarre situation that other games were being cancelled. And as you rightly say, we were kind of the heart of what was going on with the owner, and we still had to play. So it was a bizarre move, and I just hope the players are consequently safe. And I know there was measures that they had in place, and the football operations shut down. But it was bizarre to go. It was bizarre to see it behind closed doors. I suppose from a football head, you think, well, we've not got the challenge of coming up against a very passionate Greek support. So I guess from a football point of view, if you look at it that sense, fans were probably thinking, oh, this might give us a bit of an advantage because we know how an advantage it can be to their side. But really, you know, for all intents and purposes, it seemed, you know, the chairman and the club didn't want to go, but we played ball and went with it.
Yeah, and right, obviously we know that there was 1,000 fans that were meant to travel out to the game, had match tickets. The game was played behind closed doors, empty stadium. You decided not to travel. Did you know of Wolves fans and friends that still did travel? What did they say the trip, the experience was like? Because we spoke about this on last week's show with Jordan. Fans not allowed in the stadium, but still nothing like of social distancing, which we're meant to be doing now. Still integrating at the pubs and the clubs and the bars and enjoying themselves as they should out in Greece, and still really at risk.
I think that's the thing. That's the irony of this, isn't it, really, whereby there was no ban on fans going to Athens and, as you say, mixing on public transport and in close proximity at bars and restaurants. And also there was an issue for fan safety as well, because there was a well sort of dialogue process where we would go to the ground, we'd get transport to the ground, we'd be kept in after. But then what you had is a situation where both sets of fans mixed together, and there was obviously a concern for safety. I've heard different stories. Generally, I think things have been okay, but there were certainly stories of people being in the wrong circles. They were, I think some of the fans went to the ground just to kind of have a look and a tour, and then they had to get escorted around the stadium, and then others were questioned where they were going. So there was a tense atmosphere from what I gather over there, which perhaps could have been avoided.
Yeah, and obviously the game did go ahead. I know Wolves tried before the game to get it suspended. And it just feels like maybe the Premier League and the UEFA, you know, until that really Arteta news coming out on that Thursday night after the game had finished, you know, testing positive for Corona, finally UEFA, when it comes to the Europa League and the Premier League, acting. Do you think in that sense, right, that maybe UEFA and the Premier League were a little bit slow off the mark, really waiting for news like that to be the catalyst before they made a move?
Perhaps so. I think probably in their defence, they were probably guided by government communication at that time. And at that time, certainly from a UK government perspective, it was a case of there was no override ban on sporting events. But as you say, perhaps they could have been a bit more proactive, and it only really started, as you say, the catalyst when Arteta was confirmed that everything then changed. But it was a bit strange. I actually went to see a non-league game the weekend, and that's now been postponed. But where do you draw the line? What games can go on and what can't? But they were probably a little bit slow and more reactive than proactive.
Yeah, sporting events, not just football, being called off. We're seeing more by the hour. The next big major event, they just keep dropping like flies with no sign on the horizon when they will come back. We know that Premier League meeting is tomorrow. We'll come to that and maybe, Rice, speculate as to what can happen. But on the game itself, let's quickly talk about it now. What did you make of it? You know, really, Olympiakos from nothing scored that goal, and they was the ones that went down to 10 men. You did get that crucial away goal with substitute Neto scoring. But on the game on itself, what were your thoughts?
It was a pretty poor performance, to be honest, the way I saw it. I don't think we played particularly well. But then the context of the result was more important. It was one of those classic cliches. You would have took it beforehand. So, yeah, I mean, to get an away goal heading into the home leg, then you would absolutely take it. And also, I guess there's mitigating circumstances where you've got a team travelling, not knowing if they were going to play, perhaps uncomfortable playing out. You know, the context of the game behind closed doors, you perhaps have to cut them a little bit of slack, and I think they're worthy of being cut that slack. But no, it wasn't a good performance. But yeah, we would, as in terms of how the competition is going to progress, you'd be looking to go forward in the competition with that away goal.
Yeah, we're hoping that second leg will get played. We just don't know where the European competition, how it will be resolved. But also, right, just quickly, just as a fan, and obviously you was at home watching the game, how weird is it to watch a game? I watched it myself, and normally in Greece, in Athens, Olympiakos, a fiery atmosphere, you know, intimidating. And then it almost felt like watching a friendly, yet the game had so much importance and you could hear the shouts, a little bit of noise. Just on that, just bizarre, wasn't it?
It was bizarre because the context of it being the last 16 games was our biggest game of the season. It just didn't seem relevant. I mean, I did console myself. I did pop out and watch it in the pub to try and get a bit of atmosphere.
Nice.
But it was strange. You know, even the pub itself should have been heaving. There should have been an expectation and excitement. And I think going into that game, it was, well, is this game going to be relevant anymore? Are we going to complete this competition? So I think that was the concern. Or not concerned, that was just added to the lack of atmosphere. So it was a surreal experience watching it as a fan because I was looking around thinking, hang on, this game is the most important game of the season, but it kind of just felt like an exhibition game and a game which may in future be null and void.
Yeah, a game and a season now that we don't know how much worth it will have because we're still waiting. It's still up in the air how the Premier League, the domestic and the European seasons will be resolved. But Riot is staying around with us. He's staying on as my co-host on the Wolves Fan Show to maybe cut through all of that and we can speculate what will happen as that big Premier League meeting happens tomorrow. And you can have your say. Why don't you join us? What do you think will happen? Or more importantly, what do you want to happen? Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. And why don't you manage your van insurance with Churchill? Our comprehensive policies offer you peace of mind. 24-hour accident recovery, £500 cover for loss or damaged audio equipment, plus guaranteed repairs for 5 years. So visit the van page at churchill.com.
Love Sport.
You are listening to the Wolves Fan Show on Love Sport Radio with me, Charlie Hawkins, still joined with Ryan Hooper from the Wolves Fancast. And I just said it before the break there, you can join us tonight. There is still time. Get your sporting fix when at the minute we don't know when that next football game will come from. Tweet us at Love Sport Radio or call us 0208 7020 558. Right, I want to bring our attentions now to the Premier League because normally on this show, you help me, we dissect the games, you know, we review them, then we look towards the next game. We do a preview. No games for us to do in this second half, and at the minute we don't actually know when that next game is coming from. A massive meeting for the Premier League tomorrow. We will know more. Could that suspension be actually extended? Could the season be scrapped? There's a lot of kind of everyone chiming in here, right, as we all do as fans, you know, with a solution for you personally. What do you think, Rife? We can just cut through it all. We've seen a 22-team proposal. We've seen Liverpool champions, no relegation, back to last season standings. Where do you stand on it all, Rife?
For me, just complete the season, whatever it takes, and in terms of if that has an impact on next season, in terms of if the schedule has to be revised for cup competitions and so forth, for me, it's complete the process. I was quite interested to see the vocal, Karen Brady came out, and also the Villa chief exec came out. And it really didn't surprise me that those two were very keen for the seasons to be written off for their own circumstances. They can maybe claim that's their own overall view, but I think the cynic in me, or the realist says, well, they want it void because they're going to struggle and they may go down. So for me, you've got to continue it. I know there's proposals and there's maybe calculations in terms of where people will be, and from a Wolves perspective, we're sitting okay, but we want to see it completed. And that's the thing for me. Obviously, the Euros have been put back, and that was to be expected. But to me, complete the process. It seems bizarre that we're going to go, well, that's your lot. And people have got games in hand, I think, as I understand as well. So, you know, you can't really speculate in terms of where people are going to finish. We know Liverpool are going to win the league, but arguably there's still points there for things to change. So
they've not mathematically won it, have they? City still have, even though it's a smallish, maybe minimal of chances, a nominal chance, they do still have technically a chance.
And it would be tainted, wouldn't it, really? And I think from a Liverpool perspective, what are you going to do? Say, oh, congratulations, we've worked out your champions. And you're robbing the fans of it as well. So for me, if you can, just continue the process. If you have to look at next season and that schedule, if this one extends in terms of, do you scrap the League Cup, for example, or do you have less games or not two leg games, or... But then so be it, but where do you draw the line, you know? You can't kind of have a process to me where you say, well, we'll give Liverpool the title, but then there's no relegations, because that's not fair on other sides. You could put Leeds and Albion up, okay, but to me, you've got to complete the process if you can. I know logistically and that'll be something that requires a lot of discussion and thought, but I think from a fan perspective, if you were to poll the majority of people, it's a case of let's get this season finished and go from there.
Yeah, get this season finished. And you mentioned it there, the Euros has been postponed. It will now be Euro 2021 as we know it. Frees up the summer so we can go into the games. But it kind of leads on, right? There's a few questions here I want to put to you. And the first one, going into that summer, how would that, you know, sort of complicate the summer transfer window? Free agents who their players their contracts expiring on June the 1st, will they be allowed to return to their clubs, play for their clubs in this campaign? When will the window open? It gets a little bit messy, doesn't it?
It does get messy, and there's certainly, as you say, the practicalities and player ownership and contracts expiring. It does get messy, but I think the overall goodwill and the integrity of the competition. And from a spectator perspective, you want to see the games completed, even if it means that with this break, there's more games within a week. I guess I've actually said before, there's an argument for the football season to play more over the summer months than the winter, when you see over the winter, you know, how many games get cancelled, particularly at lower league. So if you have to play into, you know, the summer months as they are and finish, you know, and then have a break, then so be it. These are things will be borne out, and there's lots of practical and lots of logistic issues. But for me, you've just got to try and see this season out.
Yeah, got to try and see this season out, whether that is behind closed doors. I know fans don't want that, but if they want the season concluded, that may be the only solution. And is it sort of like the Premier League and all the other leagues here, really, right? Because we spoke in the first half, and maybe La Liga, Bundesliga, Serie A maybe acted quicker in this, and they might have been slightly a few weeks ahead with the virus. Italy, the epicentre of the pandemic at the minute. But sort of the Premier League may be in a thing where they have to sort of consult other leagues. What are they doing, especially in Europe? And if maybe, you know, one league decides to void their season or scrap it, what does that mean for their European chances with Wolves, say Olympiacos and Inter Milan and other teams that are left? We kind of have to, really, right, come to a universal decision, don't we?
We do, yeah, absolutely, because everything has a knock-on effect, doesn't it? And certainly in terms of European competition. I mean, speaking from ourselves as a Europa view, is it fair to say, well, Wolves go for an away goals and you don't play out the second leg? Or, you know, it's difficult. I can only speak personally. We're having a decent season. It's not being selfish, but I think overall as a competition, you want to see it finished. But we know there's practical issues and you've all got to kind of sing from the same hymn sheet, but I think we're all missing it right now. We're all seeing the impact of it as a fan, and those like yourself who work in the industry, those people get paid enough to make these decisions, and I hope that they come to the what would be the overall consensus decision.
Yeah, and we're hearing that the Premier League meeting on Thursday, whether it is scrapped, whether it's deemed null and it's voided or it is concluded, will come down to a vote. 14 teams need to vote yes. Obviously, Wolves are in a better position this time round. You know, there's a few others that maybe would vote yes and vote no. How do you think Wolves may vote on this? Maybe a bit of a daft question, but right, could there be any way that maybe they would vote yes for it to be scrapped?
I don't know. It's a really difficult one. The issue that we've got as a club as well is, as you rightly say, we're on all fronts, really. So we want to see how we're going to progress in Europe, for example. That's been massive for us, you know, starting back to our qualifying rounds. So, yeah, naturally you would expect that. But this is a wider issue at play. We've got Chinese owners, and, of course, you know, they're very closely linked with the crisis. And I know the chairman has been out and vocal in terms of closing operations, all the staff are being paid, and, you know, football takes a back seat. So they may look at it from more of a humanitarian issue than a football issue, and that might be in their thinking as well. But, yeah, I must admit, seeing the likes of West Ham and Villa want the season sort of null and void did make me smile. But I hope that they make an overall decision. As you say, if it's a voting issue, that they find a way. So in terms of Wolves, you'd expect them to look to do it at all costs and get the season finished, because we want to see how this season finishes, particularly in Europe, more so, I would say, from our Premier League standing. But they may have to bow down to pressure and an overall vote and look at things more on a humanitarian issue and be guided by that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. As you said, you know, everyone's health and safety is paramount. It's a bigger issue than sport and football. And the chairman said it, you know, because he said a little bit, maybe people are underestimating coronavirus. You know, obviously he was out in China where the pandemic began. He said it's afforded him an acute awareness of the virus's threats and impact. I appealed to the supporters to follow our lead by staying as safe as possible. And maybe what was it a little bit underestimated, right, by everyone at the very start?
Yeah, I think it's a very moving picture, isn't it, really? I think when we talked earlier about going to Greece, it really wasn't in my thinking at that time. It was very sort of short in its infancy, and it seemed as if it was, I don't want to say someone else's problem because that sounds selfish, but in terms of it hadn't affected us directly at that stage. And I guess I was perhaps a little bit flippant, thinking, I'm just going to go and watch my football team play. It's not going to affect me. I've paid my money. I've done that. And then you take stock and you see how it's affecting us all, affecting all our jobs and our livelihoods and affecting friends and family. And you have to take a step back. Look, we love football. We love the game. We want to see it. And also, I think football has a massive part in helping. Football helps build communities. Football helps neighbours. Football helps brings people together. So we want to see football for the good and for the positive, and I hope that I'm talking to you in the near future. And we're talking about games, we were talking about who played well, who didn't, and people telling me, you know, what are you on about? You know, we shouldn't play that formation and so forth. I miss all that, you know.
Yeah, I miss all that.
Part of it.
Exactly. I miss you and Jordan, especially Jordan, making some bold claims and then not me.
Bold claims.
Yeah, and I just want to point out the social media team quickly clipping it up. It's not me and any you or Jordan. Again, Jordan getting some pelters on social media. They those days feel absolutely ages away, and I actually genuinely miss them, right? But let's talk then. Let's talk about football back, because you just mentioned it there. We're all missing it in a weird way, in a sort of trivial way, really, I guess, right? Could this break maybe work for Wolves? We're talking about a side that have started their season in July. It's another really enforced winter break, you know. Chance for players to recover from injuries, work on things, and maybe we can see Wolves really kick on when we do come back. Or would they have maybe lost the momentum that they genuinely had before this?
Yeah, it's a difficult one. I mean, just listen to you there. I suppose thinking about it, we've actually seen a season. So from a Wolves perspective, I suppose we should feel shortchanged, because I think in February we played the equivalent of a full season, because our season started so early because of the number of games we played. So, yeah, and it's kind of been the narrative, hasn't it, really, all season for us in terms of needing a break. So potentially, yes, a chance to recharge, but we weren't looking too bad at that time, and I think momentum and confidence breeds things. But yeah, if you look at it, it is a sort of a trivial point. We know there's wider stakes here, but if you have to look at it with your football head on, then yeah, you'd look at Wolves as being a side that were probably grateful for having that little bit of time out to recharge the batteries.
Yeah, recharge the batteries. And obviously, right, I have to quickly point out, our thoughts are obviously as well with Patrick Cotrone as well, because he's on loan at Fiorentina, but he's also tested positive for the virus, hasn't he?
He has, yeah. I mean, as you say, Italy's sort of
so
the epicentre in Europe, really, I think, statistically. So, no, well, of course, with Patrick or, you know, anybody that's affected with it inside and outside of football. And, yeah, I think football has a big part to play, hopefully, when it comes back, and perhaps bringing those communities back together over something we all love.
Yeah, absolutely right. Always good to be joined with you and get you on the show. Really sending all our well wishes to you, the missus, the whole family, and hopefully in the very near future when you once again join me on the Wolves Fan Show, we're talking about games and football actually being played. Rye Hooper there, always a delight to speak to Rye. Genuinely look forward to speaking to him and Jordan. Just such a great team, especially a great team on the Wolves Fancast. So make sure you're checking out their podcast as well for all the brilliant Wolves content they do. We will be back at the same time as we always are every Wednesday, 8 to 8.30 on Love Sport Radio.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.